Good morning. Proverbs 30, verses 8 through 9 reads, "Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that I need, or I shall be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or I shall be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." Sometimes the prayer is, "Lord, just give me enough." There's this kind of prayer that doesn't beg for blessings, but it really just calls for a sense of balance. Proverbs 30 and 8 through 9 isn't some timid kind of plea for mediocrity, but it's this bold boundary setting with God. Don't give me so much that I forget you, and then don't let me fall so low that I forget myself. This isn't really about glorifying struggle or shaming success. It's really about asking, what's the cost of your climb? What's the weight behind all of the wins? And is what you're chasing still aligned with who God called you to be? See, we live in a world where more is the mantra. More hustle, more bags, more recognition, more things, more money, more people. But if we're honest, some of us are drowning in the more. Drowning in our to-do lists, smiling on the outside, anxious consistently on the inside. Saying yes because we don't want to disappoint people or make people mad, even if it means disappointing ourselves. But this scripture whispers a better way and invites us to take what I would call a sacred pause. It reminds us that overflow without order will empty you. That just because you can carry it doesn't mean that it's actually your assignment to carry. That maybe enough isn't about settling, but it's actually what makes this holy. This is actually for the person who finds themselves managing family and ministry and business and kids and degrees and work and organizations. Maybe it's just a balance of just yourself and your job. It could be for the person who doesn't want to burn out, who's just trying to prove their worth in different positions and places. Or for the one who's actually been fed by God, who feels like they're in the wilderness and still doubts that person deserves rest in the promised land. So let this be your reminder. God isn't just trying to see how much you can survive. God is trying to teach you how to live with intention, with peace, and with purpose. If you think about it, the prayer may just be, "Lord, I don't want access that makes me forget you. I don't want emptiness that makes me forget myself. Give me what aligns for my assignment, because that's enough. Maybe I need to look at enough as holy." So this week, do an inventory. Take about 30 minutes this week and look at your calendar, your commitments, and your conversations, and ask yourself a couple questions. Is this feeding me? Is this draining me? What have I said yes to that I can no longer carry as mine? Then choose one thing to release, not out of fear, but out of faith. Post a sticky note. Put it on your phone as a reminder that just simply says, "My peace is not up for negotiation." Let us pray. God, we come to you this morning thanking you. Thanking you for the opportunities. Thanking you for the moments. Thanking you for this day with the sun shining and the weather is warm. God, we just come to you this morning thanking you for exactly who you are. Now, God, as we contemplate on our just enoughness throughout this week, God, we ask where you show us as we do our inventory, as we sit mentally, whether we write it on paper or do it mentally, God, we're asking you to step into those moments and tell us what we don't need. Tell us if we've been draining ourselves on something that is not feeding us or something that you have not called to align our hearts with, God. Move into our minds and into our bodies. Let us not even want to do it anymore, if it's not something that you have called us to. God, let us be aware of balance. Let us be aware that you are a God, though, of abundance, but you're also God of boundaries. So that at the same time, while we seek your abundant glory, while we seek your abundant provision, while we seek your abundant peace, God, that you still call us to have boundaries in the midst, God. Sit with us and teach us to have a rhythm of receiving and not reaching, God. Teach us, Lord, to not have a thought process of scarcity, but release us from having pressure to do too much. God, we're just calling you on this morning, Lord, to give us exactly what we are to have. And whether that's just enough, let that enough allow us to be rivers that can overflow to others, to give to others, to show to others. And then, God, when it's gone too far, pull us back. Pull us back in such a way that only you can, that lets us know that we've done the assignment, we've done the call, we've done what you have asked us to do, so that we can find peace within ourselves. And for that, God, we say thank you. We thank you that you care enough of us to remind us that we still, in the midst of our service, in the midst of our love, in the midst of us even trying to just gain peace, that you still call out for balance and boundaries, that you still call out for a moment to say, let step back in this space. So God, we thank you for that. And as we move about our day, God, we thank you for protecting us, for putting your angels of protection, not only on us, but our children as they travel back and forth to school, as they're sitting in school. God, we ask that you guide them. God, their teachers, their instructors, the principals. God, we ask that you just guide all parties that will be on their way. God, touch their friends, Lord, who they'll be in contact with. Then, God, we just ask you that as we go, may we be your love and your light today. As we see people, as we talk to people, God, we just ask that when they see us, they see you. And for that, God, we just say thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we lift you up and we give you all glory and honor. For it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day.